The NPP Minority Caucus in Parliament has kicked against government's producer price of cocoa for the 2014-2015 season. It says, though the new price of 345 Ghana cedis per bag is commendable, it can still do better compared to the 212 Ghana cedis per 64 kilograms, which has been the price for the last 2 years. Auguste Akwe was at the news conference and joins us with more from the meeting. Augustus, what is the basis upon which the MPs are saying the new price for cocoa is not enough? What is their basis?
Well, according to the MPP caucus, they are saying that government for the past two cocoa seasons had not reviewed the producer price. And so they were expecting that once the producer price was being reviewed this year, government could have gone a bit further. Again, they are saying that government in the NDC's manifesto of 2008 and 2012 promised that cocoa farmers would be entitled to 70% of the FOB price of cocoa, that's the free on board cocoa price on the world market. But when they pair their calculations on the new cocoa producer price that was recently announced by the Minister of Finance, it is only 58% and not 70% as pledged by government in its manifesto. And so they are claiming that government has done well. Also, they are also saying that government is further worsening the woes of cocoa farmers because as the prices were not reduced, farmers went into a lot of difficulty in producing cocoa. And then also farmers, not all of them are benefiting from the mass spraying exercise and the free fertilizer. And so in all these, and the farmers end up putting in more money into the cocoa business and end up getting virtually nothing.
Right. Now, how seriously did they say the new price will affect the farmers since they claim it is not realistic?
Yes. So they are saying that in Ghana, now the producer price is 345 Ghana cedis per ton of cocoa. But when you go to Ghana's neighboring country, Ivory Coast, they have beers at 337 Ghana cedis per bag of 64 kilograms. And that difference is just about 2.4%. On the world market, the NPP caucus is saying that Ghana's cocoa is the premium. And so if the one which is the premium price is just 2.4% of that of a neighboring country whose cocoa is not so much graded that high as compared to Ghana, then it gives cause to worry because the CFA franc is pegged with the euro. And so it's slightly stable, unlike the Ghanaian cedi, which is not pegged with any major foreign currency. And so if there is any sharp appreciation of the dollar, then yeah, it is going to adversely affect cocoa farmers. Also, they are saying that now most cocoa farmers are leasing out their cocoa farms to galamsey operators and other miners, legal miners, to mine the ore, gold ore, which is most of the cases found on cocoa land. And so they are saying that if a farmer notices that there's bound to be gold on his land, then the incentive for him to lease it out to a miner is higher because cocoa is not faring well as compared to gold, in which when they mine the ore, he can easily get money to build a house for himself. But with the prevailing market price of cocoa, he can't make ends meet, let alone save enough to build a house to cater for himself and the family.